So for 14 years, I worked at Warner Brothers and Central Casting, hiring extras for movies such as Pretty Woman and Star Trek The Next Generation and Rocky IV and Ghost. I used to go on the Warner Brothers lot, and at lunchtime, I had a pass and I could watch the movies being made. And I started to fall in love with the way that actors were speaking. I thought, how beautiful. I couldn't wait to get there every lunchtime. There was something about the way that they were speaking. I never knew what it was. I never could isolate what it was until 1997 or 1993. I worked for the local UBCP Actors Union. And in 1997, I got a phone call one afternoon from an American producer who I knew very well. I'd worked with this man on many occasions. He knew I was from San Francisco. I knew about him. He knew about me. He said, Andy, we have a problem. We can't hire any Vancouver actors because they're speaking Canadian. I said, Robert, what are you talking about, Canadian? What do you mean? He said, I don't know what it is, but we're not comfortable listening to the way they speak. They're speaking faster, and their words are clipped. Clip means short. What I discovered was that Americans make their words longer. He just heard something shorter and clipped. When this producer said to me, Andy, look, you speak American. You're from San Francisco. I've known you a long time. When I hear you speak, I hear some totally different way of speaking. You need to figure out what you're doing. I thought, oh boy, okay, because he said, you need to teach these guys. I went home to my dad, who was born and raised in San Francisco. I said, Dad, you know, when I'm at your house and the phone rings, no one ever knows who it is, whether it's you or I. We speak exactly the same. What are we doing? And we realized that. Right now, you're seeing me put my tongue under my top teeth, and I'm going, that. I'm also flicking my hand forward. When I said the word why, I didn't go why. I made a little kissing position, and I went, why? When I said fast, I didn't go fast. I put my top teeth in my bottom lip, and I went fast. It took about, I think, a half an hour where we realized that we were putting our tongue and lips into one of 10 positions to push out air and make every word have a long vowel. In San Francisco, we talk with long vowels. When you think about how they talk in the South, I was actually born in North Carolina, but if I'd stayed in North Carolina, I'm talking like this. And there's nothing strange about it, because when you think about it, all they're doing is making also long vowels. So how you doing, baby? Honey, child, how you doing that? Their words are long. In San Francisco, Los Angeles, we have the same kind of length. But what we have in San Francisco that the South doesn't have, we have positions. We had to, because I'm talking exactly like my dad. I must be using my mouth. So I went to my boss, Richard, and I said, Richard, I think that I've figured out how I can help Canadians speak American. He said, go ahead. This is great. I started to teach, and I've taught probably 3,000, 4,000, I really have never counted. In 3 hours, 2.5, I can show them how to place their tongue and lips into these positions, push out the air, and make every word have a long vowel. Talk in clumps. Actors come to my studio and they sit down and I say, well, tell me about yourself. Here's the typical response. My name is Dave. I came to Toronto about 6 weeks ago, and I've got an agent. I've been going out on auditions and now it ran out of air. Maybe 20 to 30 words per speech, per thought. What I teach and what I believe American actors, the way they talk is they talk one or two or three words at a time. When you have a split second to make a position and push out air, to make that long vowel, you'll run out of air unless you limit the number of words that you say in a thought. And I think as an actor, I don't even know what I'm going to say right now, but here's the line. What happened last night was tragic. What happened last night was tragic. I mean, as a typical Canadian, what happened last night was tragic. We think we're doing something, and it's good in that delivery, but it's not American. If you listen to David Caruso on Miami, CSI Miami, he's a perfect example of how a very successful actor over the years has sustained that American delivery, because watch his mouth go to these positions. You can hear him. He might say, I think what happened. This woman has been poisoned. You take the body back to the morgue, and I want you to look under her fingernails because I think you're going to see some residue of strychnine. I mean, it's incredible. So I teach anybody in 2.5 to 3 hours how to learn the positions, make the words long, and you feel like you can compete. When you speak American, your voice goes down. You think of the position, you push the word down. You can get intonation, but every thought, Americans go down. When I started teaching, second week, there was a knock on the door. This was 1997. The American producer talked to me. I discovered what I was, figured out what I was doing. I went to my boss and I started to teach. In the second week, there was a knock on the door, and there was a beautiful black man from West Africa at the door. He knocked on the door. I said, yes, Francis. I knew who he was. He said, Andy, want to come to your class? With this heavy French, West African, Benin West African accent. An amazing moment in my life. For the first second, I thought, no way. I wouldn't have the faintest idea how to teach this man. He's got an accent. What happened? I didn't pay attention to him, but he came back the next day. And within a couple of days, his accent began to go away. Francis today is one of the most beautifully spoken with this deep, rich voice. Slowly, he used to stutter. He has no more stuttering. He is a beautiful speaker, speaking one or two words at a time. I've had the honor of teaching Jackie Chan for a very short time. I have taught over 7,500 Cantonese, Mandarin, Spanish, Russian, every single nationality. Using the same Canadian to American position will eliminate somebody's foreign accent in about 3 hours. It demands follow-up. You have to keep at it. You have to do exactly what I tell you to do. You have to use your hand. You have to use these positions. I was lucky enough to be in Calgary, I guess, a couple of months ago, and I taught a class of 12 or 13. Everybody in the class except one were actors, and I know everybody in that class, everyone changed from Canadian to American. But there was one man by the name of Paul Boucher. Paul wrote me, I think, one of the most beautiful letters I've ever received, saying how I was able to change him from not totally confident in what he was doing. Here's a man who's working a lot, and I know he knows what he was doing, but there was some element of doubt, and the details are not important. But by the end of that two-day class, he is speaking just perfect American. So when he goes to Portland, I think he has an agent in Portland, he is able to speak that perfect American. Even someone, if you're listening to this and you're in Portland or you're in Los Angeles, even though you live there, you need to have probably a generic American accent. And how you get that, even though you live there, it's not obvious. So maybe you need to investigate really learning what it is. A young man from India bought my DVD about 2 months ago. Two Saturdays ago, I had an hour session with him via Skype. It was incredible. This guy has now, he's an IT person in Toronto. We've never met. And using Skype can definitely, as if I'm in the studio with somebody. So it's doable. So many actors have the confidence that they know how to say those words with pauses and with those long vowels. I sell a DVD. It's a 3.5-hour DVD that explains everything about either going from Canadian to American or from foreign accent to call it American, because that's what you end up speaking. That 3.5-hour DVD, along with the 36-page book, is available for purchase www.andykrieger.com. You buy the DVD and the book. You also get, let's say you're a Spanish speaker and you have a slight accent, you want to work in the movies, you want to work in on voiceovers. You can get a second DVD that shows me teaching another student who speaks your native language. So you'll see me teaching either Spanish female or male from Colombia, from Mexico, wherever, and you'll see what they do. So you'll be able to watch my DVD, read the book, and have the second DVD. And it's fun. It's easy and fun to learn.